It's time for A Minute with Mike. With Mike Arturi, the drummer of Love & Spoonful and founder of Universal Music Center.
Today, I'd like to ask all of you musicians out there who have day jobs and are working in bands that are out working bands, is it worth it? That's my question today. Is it worth it? Only you can answer that question. You've got to take a look at the fact that is it still a fulfilling experience for you? Are you moving your craft forward? You know, are you happy going out playing dates? If you're working a full-time day job, that's a 40-hour week, probably more for many of you. And yet, you're still coming home on Friday, loading the car, going to the club, setting up, doing three or four sets, you know, maybe five, getting back home at 2 or 3 in the morning, maybe doing it again on Saturday, summertime, doing festivals. You know, it's a long, tough schedule. You don't see your family. It's hard to relax. You know, it's a very difficult to relax on a Saturday when you've got a show that night. So it's tough. The older we get and the more involved in life we get, the harder it gets to play. And nowadays, it's even hard to find places to play, especially with a band. So you've got to ask yourself, is it worth it? And only you know that answer. And you can find that answer by asking yourself, how do I feel about this? Am I happy? Am I fulfilled? Playing live is always going to further your craft and your technique. That's always good. But is it? You know, if it's something you dread and you're starting to hate it and it becomes, you know, a nightmare on stage, yeah, it might be doing you more harm than it's doing you good. And it's something only you can answer and see how you feel. You know, I don't know if you're like me. We're old fire horses, and when that bell rings, we got to go play that gig. We got to say yes, and we got to get out there and lug those drums out and lug those amps and set up and play. But at one point or another, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? So, once again, only you can answer that question. There are many ways to stay vital with music and your instrument. You can write original music. You can self-publish on the internet. That's a fantastic thing to do. You could do that at home in your basement in your own time. You can practice. There's many different things you can do to keep yourself alive and vital with your instrument and doing something that you love and that you are committed to. So ask yourself that question. Is it worth it? And only you can answer. And I'm sure you're going to give yourself the right answer. And we'll see you next time. Thank you.